Abraham had a son, Isaac. He had sons, and their sons had sons. In the fourth generation, there was a major famine in the whole area, and God had prepared it so there was food in Egypt. The whole family moved to Egypt, 70 of them, and there they lived for several hundred years, and they multiplied and multiplied and became the nation of Israel. Now the king of Egypt began to fear them because they were so numerous. So he forced them to become slaves. They were in misery, and they began to call out to God, "God, remember us, save us. Where are the promises being fulfilled that you said to Abraham?" Now God had prepared Moses, and he said to Moses, "Go and speak to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Speak to him and say, 'The God of the Israelites says, let my people go.'" Well, Pharaoh, when he heard this, just laughed. He said, "Who is your God? Why should I listen to him?" And he refused to let them go. So God began to send plagues against Pharaoh. And he sent, up to this point, six plagues, each one more severe than the one before. Most of the plagues, Pharaoh would say during the plague, "Oh, pray to your God, get rid of the plague, and then I'll let you go." But the minute that it was finished, he would change his mind. So today we are talking about the seventh plague. God said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning and go and confront Pharaoh. Say to him, 'The God of the Israelites says, let my people go to worship me. Or I will send the full force of my plagues against you. For by now I could have stretched out my hands and struck you and wiped you off the face of the earth. But I have done this so that you might know that there is no God like me in all the earth. I have raised you up for this very purpose, that you might see my power, and through you all the nations of the earth would know my name. But I know that you are stubborn, and you have set your face against me. So I am going to send upon you the worst plague of hail that the land of Egypt has ever seen since the day it was founded. Tell your people and your officials, go out into the fields, bring your animals and your slaves inside, or they will all die." Now some of Pharaoh's officials did fear God, and they brought in their slaves and animals from the fields very quickly. But others completely ignored God and left them out. God said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards the sky, and I will send hail and thunder and lightning on all the Pharaoh, his officials, and all the people in the land. Everything outside will die." So Moses took his staff in his hand, he stretched it out to heaven, and God sent hail and thunder and lightning. And the lightning flashed all around, and the hail poured down. It killed all of the people left out in the fields. It killed all the animals in the fields. It destroyed all the crops that were above the ground, and it stripped every leaf off every tree. But where the people of Israel lived, in the land of Goshen, there was no hail at all. So Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "I have sinned against the Lord. God is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. You can go. You do not need to stay here."